Making Alliances and Friendships, anti-grooming gang activist Tommy Robinson visits Washington, D.C. by Oliver J.J. Lane on February 26, 2026. British street organizer and citizen journalist Tommy Robinson decried the legacy media for their negative reportage of his visit to Washington, D.C., asserting their power is gone. Tommy Robinson, the founder and one-time leader of the now-defunct English Defence League, who has spent years creating documentaries about and rallies against the mass rape of young British children by migrant heritage gangs, made a visit to Washington, D.C. Robinson, a persistent target for Britain's police and courts, might have struggled to gain a visa to the U.S. given these brushes with the law. Indeed, he was just months ago acquitted on a terror charge for refusing to hand a police officer his mobile phone, the judge throwing out the attempted prosecution over basic errors by police. Yet he appeared to be in Washington as a guest of Joe Rittenhouse, a special advisor to the Bureau of Consular Affairs at the State Department, a body with responsibility for dealing with visas. Rittenhouse has previously been involved in the revocation of visas from foreign political non-undesirables, including foreign residents in the United States who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. In a post marking the arrival of the guest, Rittenhouse hailed Tommy Robinson and stated he was honored to have a free speech warrior visiting the State Department. He said, "The world in the West is a better place when we fight for freedom of speech, and no one has been on the front lines more than Tommy. Good to see you, my friend." Representative Randy Fine, RFL, also met Robinson, the pair discussing his legal initiative to protect the right to dog ownership against the alleged creeping encroachment of Sharia law, the arrival of which into Western nations Robinson has long warned about. Rep. Fine told Robinson, "The thing that bothers Americans most about Britain is that you can make a comment on social media and get arrested, and that's so foreign to the United States of America. Look, I'm Jewish. If people want to stand outside my office and hold up a sign that says Randy Fine should go in a boxcar and get put in an oven, I think they're stupid, but that's America. You're allowed to be an idiot. The idea that opinions on social media that hurt people's opinions get people arrested, that goes to the core of what it means to be an American. So even more than the Islamification of Britain, the crackdown of free speech, Americans of all persuasions can't wrap their heads around it. We're used to having protests here. And I think that's really damaged our view of the UK." Robinson, for his part, stated he was in the US making alliances and friendships and that after Washington, he was headed to Florida. The activist and journalist reacted sardonically to reportage on his trip by the British press, which responded with alarm to his having had meetings with several figures tied to the court of President Donald Trump. Robinson said, "The legacy media have been falling over each other to condemn my visit. Devastated that their decades of slandering is now transparent. Their power is gone." Earlier this month, Robinson related that he'd been forced to leave the United Kingdom and was relocating his family because British police had contacted him to inform him they'd become aware that a publication associated with the Islamic State had marked him for death. Robinson published his discussion with police, in which a liaison officer told him he'd not be able to read the article in the Islamist magazine calling for him to be attacked because possessing or seeing the publication is illegal in the United Kingdom. And despite the threat that doesn't authorize you to carry weapons, or to take any preemptive action against others. Owning any weapon for self-defense, even pepper spray, is a criminal offense in the United Kingdom.